This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And I'm thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the school of wisdom. Thanking God for knowledge that I've gained, knowledge to know what God requires of His saints. And I'm thanking God that I was sometimes darkness in this world, didn't know God, wasn't taught that sin is the transgression of God's law. And now I'm a child of God. We're children of light. And I'm thanking God I was long time without a teaching priest, without knowing who the true God was, and not knowing that God requires that we keep His law. I'm walking upright before Him, pleasing God in every aspect. And we're being taught this. And I'm thanking God for the teaching priests, that God has sent His angel to testify these things to the church. Thanking God for it. Our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. The elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that here, my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We want to get started with our program. We're going to talk about differences today. Before we get to that, the Gates of Zion choir. Thank God.
Announcements. You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. This is God's Covenant Church. We are the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Yes. That means we are established in His Word. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this is a wise." Let's read it again. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. We claim wisdom and understanding because of God's word. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. We're going to talk about differences. And we got many differences. Right now, we got differences with the coronavirus. Differences, you're wearing a mask or you don't. Which one is it? But we have differences in life. People, we're different. And people have gifts. And if you can't accept the differences that God puts you in, you can't make it. So we have to adjust because of differences. 2 Corinthians 10 and 12, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. For we dare not to make ourselves of...
For we dare not. Mm-hmm. Not to, but not, we dare not,
not make ourselves
what?
Of the number.
What?
Or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves.
So we don't try to compare ourselves to the world or other
yes.
churches.
Yes.
But what we do compare ourselves to is God's word,
yes. mm-hmm.
to His ways. That's how we measure. That's our plumb line.
Yes.
And we measure people and the world and life to that.
Yes.
We're not comparing ourselves to a Baptist church because we don't believe in Baptist churches.
Right.
We compare ourselves to holiness.
Yes.
And if there's no holiness, we're not comparing ourselves to you. So we don't try to compare ourselves with the Muslims or the all these other religions.
Right, right, right.
We compare ourselves to those in holiness, which is in Scripture,
yes.
right?
Yes.
No other denomination or faith in the Scriptures but one.
Yes, sir.
One Lord, one faith. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Mark 9 and 33. Let's go there. Thank God for this opportunity. This door of utterance in this corona time. It's just another day. That's all it is. Viruses come and go, and we've had all viruses before, but the only difference is this propaganda. So don't listen to the news. Stay away from it.
Yes, exactly.
Just take it day by day. What you catch, you catch. If somebody, you come out and tell you, you're supposed to put a boot on your left shoe, start putting the boot on there. Say, somebody told me I'm supposed to wear a boot. Just take your news day by day. Don't sit there and gather up everything at night all day long. You'll be sick when you go to bed. You can't wake up with a headache. Right? Propaganda. Mark 9 and 33, what does it say?
And he came to Capernaum, and being in the house, he asked them, what was it that ye disputed yourselves by the way?
Disputed among yourselves by the wayside. What were you mm-hmm. talking about? Asking his disciples. Now, he was in the house because he lived in Capernaum.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in Nazareth and went to Capernaum, that's where he started his ministry. What did he say?
But they held their peace, for by the way, they had disputed among themselves who should be the greatest.
Well, they held their peace because they were angry.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? They were so full of the spirit of anger, they didn't want to talk about it. Who should be greatest? Because he said, what are you talking about?
Yes.
They didn't want to tell it. And many times you want to talk about things because you want to expose how you feel.
Right, Pastor.
Right.
We're different people.
Yes.
And but again, you know the beautiful thing about that? They were like children.
Yes.
You ever heard a grown man argue who's going to be the greatest?
No.
They were like children.
Yes.
But they didn't want to talk about it. They held a peace. because they had a spirit. Who should be the greatest? Right. That's what happens when you have differences, because your opinion is not recognized. You get a spirit. Yes. I don't want to talk to you. I'm not going to give my opinion no more. That's foolishness. Right. But if we're going to be like that, be like a child. Come on back and say, you know what? Yes. That was silly. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And
34.
But they held up.
No. Let's go to Matthew 20 and 20. Let's go there. We got differences here. And one of the greatest differences when you come out of the world is you're not in the world anymore. You're different from the world. Because you come out, you drop that. Right. Come out of darkness into the marvelous light. So that's the difference. But in the light, we have differences. Some light's greater than others, right? Some catch on faster than others. And we got many gifts.
Yes, Pastor.
But what you going to do with it? Right. Isn't that beautiful? That's the differences is the gifts we have, right? Matthew 20:20, what does it say?
Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing.
She worshiped him. That's another thing. Sometimes because you love, you know, you love your pastor and you love your apostles and you love this one, you love your deacons, and you think they're going to do favors for you because we got a special connection. But what we fail to remember is it takes God to do something. We should move by the Spirit of God. It's not us, it's God.
Right.
And you have to accept the difference.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, you know, like I said, at previous leadership, I didn't have no problem the way they dealt with individuals. They didn't deal with me the same way they dealt with other individuals. They did in holiness, but not the way they did it. Because they had a different way. I had no problem with that. Mm-hmm. I understood that. You know why? Because I grew up in a house full of kids. And I didn't get jealous because somebody else was favored. It didn't mean nothing to me. And some may have that problem, but somebody got, we all got some kind of problem when we come in here. Because if we didn't, we'd have to come in here. But we want to clean it up, right? So we all got some differences, right? Mm-hmm. Read.
And he said unto her, what wilt thou?
What?
She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on the right hand and the other on the left.
That's what they do. That's what the politicians do. They go after the children. Mm-hmm. And they bring the children to the politicians. Yeah, they're in school. Like they really care.
Right.
You know? But they make them promises. We're going to build a playground. We're going to do this and do that. So they come to live. Grant one sit on one side. They had no idea what they were talking about. But they were caught up in God. They knew he was the man to come to. What did he say?
But Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask.
Don't know what you're asking many times. And many times you don't know what you're rejecting because you don't have the knowledge. You're supposed to move by the Spirit of God. You know not what you ask. What?
Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, mm-hmm. and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah.
They didn't know anything about what they had to go through.
Yes.
The suffering. And Jesus knew it. Mm-hmm. She bringing it to him. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, we able. And many times when we came to God, we didn't know what was going to befall us around the corner, but we were sincere and said, yeah, Lord, I'm ready. We said that, and we meant it. Isn't that beautiful? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And he saith unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup.
Oh, you're going to drink of it.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know it. That was probably, oh, you're going to drink of it. What?
And be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with.
What?
But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give.
It's not. What we do here is not ours to give. It's God.
Right.
It wasn't mine to take. It was given. And what you get is yours. It's given to you. It ain't, you don't take nothing. And you can't woo nothing. It's got to be given. Isn't that beautiful? So if you accept the differences, you don't have a problem because, well, they're sweeping the floor and I'm bringing the water. There's differences. You don't have a problem because maybe one is able to encourage one and you're not. That's not your gift. But you should be able to be glad and get with it. Then you increase in what you have. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
But it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father.
How plain is that? Go back to 22nd verse. What does it say? Ye what?
22nd.
But Jesus answered.
But Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask.
Let's go to Romans 10 and 1. Many times we don't know what we are wooing and vying for.
Mm-hmm.
Just look good. I want to live like that. And you kind of find out what's going on with this living.
That's right.
So, well, now if you live like that, you got to separate yourself. What? So you can't go over there. You can't go back to Boogie Nights. You can't go over there no more. What? Well, I was going to go down there and testify.
Oh,
wow. No. God don't want you testifying on Boogie Nights.
No.
Find somewhere else to testify. Just let your light shine, right?
Right, Pastor.
Go ahead. What did it say?
Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved.
And that's what we all want. Everybody want everybody saved. Yeah. What?
For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
When we come in here, everybody, I want to live for God. You don't want to step on a bug. Mm-hmm. Guess what you bring? Your personality. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, they just got the charge for God. You love it too. But it's time to go wonder. They say, they just busy. You know what? Bring my shoes. Well, I bring your water. They bringing it now? What's the problem? Mm-hmm. I thought you was with them. Let's encourage them.
Yes.
Give them something to do. That's my job. Get too attached. Mm-hmm. Why not get with the Spirit?
Right.
Yes. That's what they need, right? Let's get with what they need.
Right.
And not always think about myself or, right?
Yes.
Selfish.
Yes.
Read.
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness.
They may not know how to gab, but they got a gift of gab. They just talk too much. Maybe you don't talk enough.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to have, they got a zeal for God, but they got to have that toned in with the Spirit.
Yeah.
Will tone all that gift of gab they got.
Yeah.
Oh, they just want to always tell somebody something. Maybe they have a gift to tell somebody something, but they need to be toned in with righteousness,
yeah,
with the Spirit. But accept it.
Yes.
Sometimes you hear somebody, who they think they are? Is there a problem? These are anointed. If they begin to preach, if they're preaching what's right, what's the problem?
Right.
Oh, they act like they're preaching to me. That's what they were put up here for.
Right?
It don't mean you have to preach. Did you hear Matthew preach?
No,
you didn't hear him preach, did you? Bartholomew?
No.
It didn't say it was I don't doubt that they did or not, but they were able to teach. Your life teach.
Right?
So it's not about what you're doing,
mm-hmm,
but it's about what's given to you, right?
Beautiful. Yes.
Read.
For they being ignorant of God's righteousness.
So
and going
we all come in here ignorant of how to do things in righteousness, but we do things with the gifts and the knowledge we have.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But we have different differences in gifts and ways we do things.
Yeah.
Now, the way is fine, as long as it comes through the ringer, comes through here.
Right.
See? Because some love to give, but they ain't got no temperance.
Right.
And they give without following the Spirit, but bring it through here.
Yeah.
Now it's acceptable.
Right.
And until it gets wrung out real good and clean, we have to accept different ones' differences, but some don't want to see it.
Beautiful.
Can't take it. Got to.
All right. Yes.
Think of it this way. This is what God gave us, right?
Right.
God gave us everything in here.
Yes.
I ain't got no problem with what God gave us. I'm just trying to work with it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
No problem. Differences. That's the mindset. Work with what we got. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
They being ignorant, what?
Mm-hmm. Of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness.
So
of
you
God.
May have a gift, but if you don't submit yourself to the Spirit, it ain't working for you.
Beautiful.
Let's go to Philippians 2 and 3. Let's go there.
Beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
No, let's go to,
Philippians
2 and 3.
Yes, Pastor. Beautiful.
Now, this is the time when you get quiet.
Pastor.
Because the word is telling us something.
Yes, Lord.
And we should say, Selah.
Selah. Isn't that beautiful?
Philippians 2 and 3, what does it say?
Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory.
So we've been through that before.
Yeah.
We don't want to do things just to have our name heard. That's your intent.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that. Do it because it's the right thing to do, because you even don't feel like it because you know you should. Or that you want to please God, but don't do it. They're going to see me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going to hear my name. Somebody's going to call my name. That's vain.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves.
Every time Sister V get on her feet, always esteeming somebody else how wonderful they are.
Yes. Beautiful. Yes.
Deacon Fina. Every time she get on her feet, always esteeming others how wonderful they are. Now, wait a minute. They don't just do it openly. They do it and shake your hand, have a word of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift.
Yes.
Now, when you don't have the gift, you're encouraging one that don't need encouragement.
Right.
Or you're encouraging them. Everybody needs it. But you encourage them in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
say and do foolish things.
Thank God for you. Wonderful.
No, you're not.
Right.
Not now. Just say thank God and move on. Mm-hmm. But we have differences, and you got to recognize the differences and not add to when you shouldn't add, or don't take away when you shouldn't take away. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
Don't just look at what you have to give. So I got a lot of love. I got knowledge. I got this. Mm-hmm. What about what somebody else have to give?
Right.
Oh, they don't know nothing. I thought you put the esteem what they have better than yours. What's wrong with that? I don't want to be phony. You ain't being phony by accepting somebody else's opinion or right. trying to encourage them. Yes. Or to say, I thank God for your opinion. But only think about what you, your thoughts. Yes. And it's got to be, wind up being what you want and feel. But how many things do we do say, I really don't want to do this. Not tell them, I really don't want to do this. But you, in your mind, you say, I really want to do this, but you do it. Mm-hmm. And then you don't come and say, Pastor, I didn't want to do it, but I did it. No. That don't work either. But if you do it, mm-hmm. let God show your heart when he shows your heart, whether it's tomorrow or 10 years from now. Wait on God. Because when you're not concerned about yourself being pushed up, it don't matter when God comes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Certain ones don't have to tell me anything. I hear about it. And sometimes I hear about things they've done 6 months ago. But the beautiful thing is they never tried to wave a flag. Look what I did. That's beautiful when you hear that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right. Let's read the fourth verse. What it says?
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others.
Other things. Look on the things of others. Isn't that beautiful? Look at their personality. Say, is this so bad? So this is a barber. All she do is look at me and smile. Is that so bad? Is that so bad?
Right, Pastor.
So I can work with that. Right. Smile back, right? This so bad. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12 and 1.
All right. Beautiful.
Now, if those on this broadcast, if they just want to, this is about just daily living.
Yes, it is.
And it's talking about living righteously. And if someone says, you know, I think this is kind of pretty good. It sounds like righteous living. Come on over here to 425. You find yourself being sanctified.
All right. All right.
That's what that is.
All right.
Yeah. Having appreciation services on when?
June 20th.
All right. This is June 20th, 2020, not 2021. And we're not going to have any mask on over here. Now, don't send this viral and tell the police see that he said it. We're all family here. Y'all come, and when you come in here, take your mask off. You can do that. We're not a scourge to you. Come on. 1 Corinthians 12 and 1, what does it say?
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
Now a spiritual gift is your way. The way you are is your gift. Some people have a gift of frowardness. Some people's gifts are just hateful. You don't call those gifts, but they're spirits. Now when they're of God, they're gifts. Isn't that beautiful? That's what God considers a gift, but when you hateful, that ain't no gift. That's a spirit. And many people got ways like that. So they don't have gifts, they have ways of spirits. Right? Let's be clear about that. Don't say, I'm gifted, I hate everybody. No. You are full of loaded, full of spirits. And sometimes I've heard it called legion.
Yes.
You've got so many of them called a legion, right?
Yes.
Who was that? Was the Mary? She had seven. She was seven devils, right? So you can be delivered. Yes. We're going to cover that too.
Right,
what are we reading now? Read the fourth verse. What does it say?
Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same
spirit. Same spirit. So we got many different gifts, but it's only one spirit here. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Matthew 25:15.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
This is really a good lesson.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Whether one says good or not, you ain't got to say that. The word is all good by itself.
Yes,
that beautiful?
Yes.
25 and 15, what does it say?
And unto one he gave five talents, to another two, and to another one, to every man according to his several abilities.
What?
And straightway took his journey.
So wait a minute, well, God came in here and God gave everybody what they needed. It's got to be developed, but it's got to come through the ringer. We all have gifts. So if you don't have a gift, Sister Paris have a gift of talk. She likes to talk to elderly. Have you talked to Sister Barbara, Sister Tatum lately?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm talking to you, Sister Barbara talking now. When I'm talking to her, she don't talk. But you, what you say, Sister?
Yes.
Yeah, see, but she enjoys it.
Yeah.
Sister Missionary came in here, she has a gift of buying. She loves to buy.
Yes.
Yes.
And teacher said, well, she keep buying and said, give it to the saints, and made a missionary. Because she's on a mission, always giving somebody. But
yes.
That's her gift.
Yes. Yes.
That gift can be costly. But the blessing is, she yes. likes to go to thrift shops. That's a big help.
Yes, it is.
Right? But the saints get quality stuff.
Yes.
And there's no respect of persons.
No.
Saved and unsaved have been a beneficiary
yes.
of missionaries'
yes,
love. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same.
Now, again,
mm-hmm.
he gave 5 talents to another 2 and to another 1.
Yes.
To every man, what?
According to his several ability. And straightway took his journey.
Straightway mm-hmm. took the journey. 1 Corinthians 12:7. Let's go back there.
All right, Pastor. Yes.
So I'm just trying to... We need to recognize
mm-hmm.
the differences. If you keep it in your mind and recognize we're different, you eliminate problems. It's like when you work with special needs. When you recognize their capacity to what to have capacity to do, you deal with them better. It's when you're getting things by surprise, you don't understand. But you need to recognize we're different.
Beautiful.
That they don't excuse the wrong behavior, but we'll get there, what I'm talking about. 12:7, what does it say?
But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal.
Now, wait a minute. So now the Spirit of God is given so you can profit with your talent.
Mm-hmm.
If the talent don't come through the cleansing, through the Spirit, or not guided and directed by the Spirit, it's no good. It's got to be led by the Spirit because
right.
God want to lead and guide us.
Yes.
And he leading guides you in the way you think. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go read a little further.
For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom.
What?
To another the word of knowledge
what?
By the same
Spirit. Now, wait a
Spirit.
Minute. So when you come in here, ones think they wise.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about all kind of stuff. Stuff that just don't make sense. But Teacher Brown has smiled at us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it took the cleaning of this to bring us into understand wisdom. And to really gain knowledge.
Right.
But you got people that are just naturally wise and have knowledge. It's a gift. But if it don't come through the ringer, their wisdom is not in control and neither is your knowledge. And if it's not according to this, it don't mean anything either. Your knowledge and wisdom got to be according to God's word. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit.
By the same Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read 9?
That was 9, yes, Pastor. 10.
Let's go to Luke
mm-hmm.
4:16. Let's right, go Pastor. There.
Yes.
Thank God. See how quiet it is?
Yes, Pastor.
Man, this is beautiful. When you're quiet, you can learn something.
Yes.
That means you're thinking.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Luke 4:16.
And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And mm-hmm. as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath
day. So he brought up in Nazareth? But his custom didn't change. Wherever he went, Capernaum, it was always yes. in the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
And stood up for to read.
What?
And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
So he is preaching. It's what everything stems from.
Beautiful.
Preaching
yes.
to the poor, what?
He has sent me to heal the broken.
You get your healing of the broken heart through preaching.
Mm-hmm.
If your heart is broken, your natural heart here, you're going to die. Let's God put a hand in, brought it back together. Yes, so it's not talking about a broken natural heart.
Right.
Natural hearts don't get broken, they get punctured or cut or stabbed. Okay? But it's talking about our spirit.
Yes.
And the preaching of God's word sets things in order. It brings healing.
Yes.
What?
To preach deliverance to the captives.
So the spirit of God frees you when you come to church and say, you know what? I stepped on somebody's foot and forgot to say I'm sorry. I'm in trouble. No. Enemy got you captive because you have no knowledge.
Right.
Well, did you have the opportunity to repent? And was it that serious? Many times you get caught up because you don't have no knowledge. The enemy just torments you, and you just captive. But God's word frees you, gives you understanding.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What?
And recovering of sight to the blind.
What?
To set at liberty them that are bruised.
Because life bruises us. Yeah. My son didn't send me no birthday card. He ain't sent one in 20 years.
20.
You still grieving over that, huh? But you need understanding.
Yes.
Life is more than that birthday card, right? But all these things, we get caught up in these things, and we need understanding. We need to be free. It's through the preaching of God's word. What?
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
To preach the acceptable year. Let's go to Psalms 1. Oh. No, let's go to 1 Corinthians 1 and 17. Let's go there.
That's beautiful. Yes.
We look like we're getting towards the end here. And all of those that love us will stay with us. And if you stay with us, send us a card and let us know. We're here. A couple of us here. Let us know. 1 Corinthians 1 and 17, what does it say?
For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom.
They said, now I'm coming to your church now. Do y'all have an anointed preacher that lay your hands on people and they get healed? You can tell them, yes, we do.
Yes.
The hand going to be laid on you is this one.
Exactly. Go ahead, Pastor. Yeah.
And if you allow it to be laid on, you will be healed. Isn't that beautiful? That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm. Not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ.
So some of them, they come with all them old big theologian words, and they have all these names for all of these different places in Israel. We've been there.
Right.
Yes. And they say, now this is called the soda sword, so and so.
Yes.
And it's big words. People say, ooh.
Yes.
The simplicity in Christ. It's just being obedient to God's word, period. Go ahead.
At least the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
What?
For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish.
Now just think about it. Who do you all know, saved or unsaved, think the cross of Christ is foolishness? They said, no, my Lord died on the cross. That ain't foolish. What are you talking about then? Who's thinking it's foolish? Because his understanding of the cross of Christ is the word.
Yes.
And to those that say, well, he died for our sins and so on, that's foolishness. So we ain't got to do none of that. We're done with the law. Those that don't know law, we're done with that now because they don't have no understanding. But who have you heard anybody say it was foolishness? It's because those that had understanding about the word didn't want to accept the cross that Christ died on,
right,
that he was the Messiah.
Right.
And today it's foolishness when you say, preach God's word, that's the cross, because they don't know God.
Yes.
That's the one that crucifies the old man. I have never heard a Christian say the cross was foolishness. The cross that Christ died on was sad.
Right.
It was a travesty.
Yes.
What they did to him.
Right.
It wasn't foolishness, though.
No,
that means they're not talking about that cross.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to
beautiful passage.
Psalms 107.
107?
And 17.
All right.
How are we doing here? Psalm 107 and 17.
Yes.
I know some of these that are listening, maybe they just want to come and give us a big hug and say, you know what, you people, we just love you.
Yes.
Like to meet you. 107 and 17, what does it say?
Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted.
What?
Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death.
They draw near
to
the gates of death. What does the 19th say?
Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses.
That beautiful? Mercy out of all our distresses.
Beautiful.
What?
Yes. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distresses.
It's the word that heals us, gives us healing. That's good. He said, as they went, they were healed what?
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men.
What?
And let them sacrifice the sacrifice.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at
www.covenantchurch.org.
Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.